Country dialect. Thus is the dialect of the middle-class folk, merchants, townsfolks, and so forth. We are not noble, but neither are we yet the scum of the earth. Now, this dialect has a sing-songy but heavy sound to it. Imagine, if you will, a tired but happy farmer making his way home from the fields after a hard day's work. Let us now go forth and study the sound changes, or indeed, thou might say, the alterations thou must needs make in thy speech, to speak the country dialect. The first one is fairly straightforward. The aw sound in words like hot darkens to the aw sound in words like ought. Therefore, you've got a lot of pots becometh you've got a lot of pots. You've got a lot of pots. Forgive me while I drop into my Native American to explain this next sound. It's fairly tricky. There's actually two different sounds involved, but you're going to have to practice quite a bit to learn to hear them. The first is the ah sound in words like master and demand, and the second is the ah sound in words like map and hand. So, which is which? To most folks, the two sounds seem alike in their native dialect, but they're actually different, and the difference is more pronounced in a country dialect. There is a general rule you can follow, but it's pretty complicated. Make the first change, as in master, when the a comes before F, S, TH, and N, unless the N is followed by a D, as in hand. See, I told you it was complicated. To make things worse, there are a few exceptions, such as command. The rule is really only designed to get you through until your ear gets used to hearing these sounds. So, let's go back and take a look at the two sounds. First of all, the a in master and demand. This sound darkens quite considerably to master and demand. Very well. So, another draft, master craftsman, becometh another draft, master craftsman. Another draft, master craftsman. The second sound, the a in words like map and hand, darkens only slightly. So, flap not thy hand like that, becometh flap not thy hand like that. Flap not thy hand like that. You can see hereby the more pronounced change that you shall find in the country dialect. Let us now go forward to a simpler and indeed more entertaining change, that which is known as the J-U glide. Herewith, whene'er thou shalt encounter an oo sound, as in student, thou shalt before it insert a Y sound, therefore student. Thusly, do tell the Duke's student what a fool is due, becometh do tell the Duke's student what a fool is due. Do tell the Duke's student what a fool is due. Now note here the difference between do and due, the rule being, if it changeth the meaning, change not the sound. Therefore, fool remaineth fool and not fuel, for he is a jester and not firewood. We next encounter an even more similar sound. In any word that is written with a WH, swap round those two sounds to HW. If truth be told, 'tis very nearly the same sound, it simply involveth a bit more breath. Therefore, I know not the whys and wherefores of his wandering, becometh, I know not the whys and wherefores of his wandering. I know not the whys and wherefores of his wandering. Nextly, in the country dialect, the R sound is very hard. It is almost piratical in its sound. So, the martyr's heart was never hard, becometh, the martyr's heart was never hard. The martyr's heart was never hard. Nextly, the sound in pub becomes a short oo sound, as in book. Therefore, come, have a cup with me in the pub, becometh, come, have a cup with me in the pub. Come, have a cup with me in the pub. Thus next change is an extension of our R change, which no doubt thou shalt remember, as it was but two changes ago. The R sound in words like her becomes an R sound, almost as in far. Therefore, the third bird went round the world becometh the third bard went round the world. The third bard went round the world. Let us now turn our attention to a couple of vowel changes. Firstly, the long I sound in words like fight becomes oi, as in toy. Therefore, I should like a bite of that pie becometh I should like a bite of that pie. I should like a bite of that pie. Thus, next vowel is one that I like to play with a great deal. The long O sound in words like go has stretched out a bit. So, go over to the rowboat becometh go over to the rowboat. Go over to the rowboat. And now, perhaps, the most entertaining vowel change of all. The ow sound in words like cow becomes an O. This is an almost Scottish sound. Therefore, art thou going down to the town becometh art thou going down to the town. Art thou going down to the town. Now ye shall note thereby that at the end of going, I did drop that final J. So instead of going, I said going. This is the next change. So the sentence, we had wondrous dancing and singing, becometh, we had wondrous dancing and singing. We had wondrous dancing and singing. Now, the next change is a one-word change. The word you becomes ye. Y-E, ye, if you will. Therefore, you must have a horse to ride becometh ye must have a horse to ride. Ye must have a horse to ride. Let us turn now to a few more vowel changes. The A sound in words like bake is stretched out a bit. Therefore, he made a fake cake becometh he made a fake cake. He made a fake cake. The long E sound in words like see becomes a short E, as in egg. Therefore, I'll be seeing thee becometh I'll be seeing thee. I'll be seeing thee. Now, if thou wilt recall, we did earlier have a Scottish sound, O, Now we shall take a sound from the Irish. The sound all is lilted as in Irish. Therefore, he called at the hall every fall, becometh he called at the hall every fall. He called at the hall every fall. Nextly, the short oo sound in words like good becomes an uh sound, as in but. Therefore, 'tis a goodly length of wood becometh 'tas a goodly length of wood. 'Tas a goodly length of wood. And this, the last of our changes, the short I sound in words like ring and pretty becomes a short e, as in neck. Therefore, she picked a pretty ring becometh she pecked a pretty ring. She pecked a pretty ring. And that concludes our sound changes. Lastly, I should like to give you a line from A Midsummer Night's Dream to be practising with. I do recommend using this line to get into dialect before rehearsal or performance. The line is, have you the lion's part written? Pray you, if it be, give it me, for I am slow of study. Therefore, in the country dialect, it is thusly. Have you the lion's part written? Pray you, if it be, give it me, for I am slow of study. We shall break this into parts. Have you the lion's part written? Pray you, if it be, give it me, for I am slow of study. And once more together, have you the lion's part written? Pray you, if it be, give it me, for I am slow of study. And there you have it, all the changes that thou dost need to speak the country dialect. I wish you much joy of it.